Every Saturday, we invite a different local rescue in the St. Louis community to come here into Petfinder Park. And, you know, again, we have an incredible track record of getting these dogs homes.
I'm Phil Hatterman, and this is Dog Words, presented by Rosie Fund. Today, co-founder of Kansas City's Bar K Dog Bar, Labe Dodel, gives us a tour of their beautiful location in St. Louis. It's so much more than a dog park, bar, or restaurant. Rosie Fund's namesake, Rosalita Patience, was dog reactive. She would not have been a fan of Bar K or any dog park. For Peach's Delight, on the other hand, Bar K Dog Bar in Kansas City was her favorite spot on earth, and she would have gone nuts for Bar K St. Louis. Both parks are a haven for dogs to play, socialize, relax, and dine. Just as importantly, they are places for humans to celebrate the gift that we've been given by having dogs in our lives, whether it's our own companion or just visiting Bar K to witness the blessing of other people's dogs. But what's easy to forget is that so many of the dogs who bring us so much joy were rejected by someone else. Shelters and rescue groups are full of dogs who were abandoned, neglected, or mistreated in some way. Even worse, some municipalities still euthanize dogs simply because they're taking up space. Their presence is an inconvenience, and the solution is death. Thank you to Bar K for sponsoring the adoption events that give dogs a chance to live the life they were meant to have as beloved companions. If you can't adopt, but fostering might fit your lifestyle, that important role takes pressure off of rescues and shelters and frees them up to devote more resources to helping more dogs. Check with any of the groups that we've featured on Dog Words. Just scroll through the archives and talk to them about a foster opportunity that fits your lifestyle. There's probably a dog in your community who needs you right now, and maybe you need them too. Give them a chance at the life they deserve. If you're new to Dog Words, in each episode we explore the world of dog care and companionship. We Save Each Other is the motto of Rosie Fund, which simply means the more we do for dogs, the more they do for us, and they already do a lot. You can support Rosie Fund by making a donation on our website or Facebook page. You can also contribute by making a purchase from the store on our website or buying our note cards featuring Rosie and Peaches and our shirts on BarkYours.com. Links are in the description. Right now is the perfect time to visit our store at Bonfire.com. Get ready for the spooky season with our All the Tricks, All the Treats, All the Dogs shirts. Orders begin shipping October 6th. Your purchases help to fund Rosie Life starter kits for senior and harder to adopt dogs. The more shirts sold in an order increases the amount per shirt that we receive, so get your order in before October 6. You can also support Rosie Fund by downloading, subscribing, rating, and most importantly, sharing Dog Words. Follow us on social media even if you aren't looking for a dog. Watching and sharing the videos helps our channel gain exposure, bringing awareness to our cause and giving shelter dogs much needed attention. Our free Rosie Fund YouTube channel offers great videos of Rosie, Peaches, and shelter dogs looking for their forever home. We welcome your comments, questions, and suggestions, especially if you have an idea for a topic or guest. Go to the podcast page at rosiefund.org to share your thoughts. Next time on Dog Words, American Pets Alive National Shelter Support Director Claire Collison tells us how they are changing the world of animal welfare. The mission of Rosie Fund is to provide humans with the resources and education they need to give senior and harder-to-adopt dogs a better life. We thank you for joining our mission. If today's interview sounds a little different, that's because I used our new Movo wireless mics while Labe gave us a walking tour. I have the iPhone version of the mics, but there's also a unit for Android phones. I used a docking extender to attach the compact receiver antenna to my phone's lightning port. If your phone is in a case, you'll want the extender. Links for both items on Amazon Smile are in the description. Also in the description is a link to a condensed video version of the Bar K St. Louis tour on the Rosie Fund YouTube channel. Our guest on Dog Words today is one of our favorite guests, Labe Dodel of Bar K. Welcome back, Labe.
Thank you. Always good to be on Dog Words.
We have interviewed both you and Dave at Bar K KC, and we've done lots of interviews with authors and rescue groups and entrepreneurs at Bar K KC, but today we're in the amazing Bar K St. Louis. How long has this been open?
We opened in November of last year, so coming up on around 9 months of being open in St. Louis.
And it looks great. You've incorporated a lot of the stuff that you learned from the lab, which you incorporated when you opened
Barkay KC, but then you've also learned from that and grown. So I can see the Barkay DNA is here, but it's like 2.0.
You stole the words right out of my
mouth. Oh, I'm sorry.
We call this the 2.0 version. It's like a journey, and we, like you said, learn things each time we try a different installation, and this one's pretty cool. The main difference, of course, is that we have 10,000 square feet of indoor off-leash play space in addition to 2 acres of outdoor park. And we learned in Kansas City, Kansas City is amazing, but all the off-leash space is outside, and that makes it very seasonal. And having this large indoor off-leash space is a game changer.
When we go to Lincoln, there's a indoor dog park that we love, and we would take Peaches there. It wasn't 10,000 square feet, but it was turf and everything. But the ceilings were regular room ceilings.
Yeah.
Like 10 foot, like more than what you have in your house, but 10 foot for whatever they had, 6,000-7,000 square feet. This is big, open. You almost don't even feel like you're indoors, especially with when you have the garage doors open. It's just like a sheltered area.
It is. It's an amazing space. So we were able to repurpose a beautiful old warehouse. It's actually a 60,000 square foot building. We have half of it, and another business has the other half, and it's got 40-foot vaulted wood ceilings and giant windows and tons of natural light. So, like you said, it does have a feeling of almost being an indoor-outdoor space.
I can't wait to be in here in the winter, because when you feel, or even when it's raining and you feel like I need to be inside, but you don't feel like I'm trapped indoors. I'm not in this dark space.
Yeah, it's
like,
cool,
so this
in the
is
winter,
great. And
it almost takes on like a kind of like almost like a Vegas club atmosphere with dogs.
So in the winter,
music in there, and there's this beautiful bar right in the middle of it, made out of an old shipping container, and it's pretty special.
Yeah, all that is missing is like fire pits.
Yeah.
It's probably not a good idea with dogs, but it's like to have that in the winter atmosphere. And you've got retail space, just the flow and everything is...
Yeah, everything is sort of amped up from the prototype in Kansas City. So the retail space in Kansas City, for those of you who've been there, is sort of a little small area right when you enter. Here we've got it spread out over this entire wall. We have half of that is Barkay branded, and then this other side is all of our partner merch. So we decided to share that wall space with all of our partners. You can get their branded t-shirts and hats, and you know, you can see even the new professional soccer team in St. Louis has their merch up here. You can get your dog a dog jersey branded with City SC on it, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, you always have fun partnerships, so you come in through check-in and you have the opportunity to go right into this covered space.
And that's where you see the first one. That's so right here is the Urban Underdog Sports Bar. So Urban Chestnut is a leading local brewery here in St. Louis, and they've become a great partner with us. And they already had a beer called Urban Underdog, so it was a pretty obvious fit, and sort of they got the idea right away. So they've branded this indoor bar as the Urban Underdog Sports Bar. It's got this really cool dog image suspended off the top of the container, and it's just a really cool image when you first walk in.
People who've not either heard of Barkay or been to Barkay, And I do run into people who know about Barkay but haven't been here, because I don't have a dog.
Right.
I tell them, you can go to a biker bar even if you don't have a bike. You can go to a cowboy bar even if you don't have a cowboy hat. Because if it's a good bar or a good restaurant, go enjoy it. So you can walk in. You don't have to have a membership. You don't have to pay anything other than for your dog. And we'll get to memberships. But this is just a fun bar space.
It is. Like, actually, surprisingly, about half of the people that come through the door don't have a dog. I mean, like you say, it's just such a unique atmosphere. We pride ourselves on having a great food and beverage experience. We have a scratch kitchen. You can get really good, high-quality food. You got vegan and vegetarian options. We have 20 tap handles, locally brewed beers, locally distilled spirits. So, and, of course, a couple hundred dogs playing around. We have a stage, of course, out in the park with music. So it's a great experience for everyone. Kiddos are welcome. It's fun for the whole family, human and canine.
Well, to stick with my sort of bar analogy, if you go to a country bar because you like the atmosphere, the songs on the jukebox are the ones you like, and the people who frequent a country bar, those are the people you want to be around. This is a bar for people who like dogs, whether you have a dog or not. Dogs are great atmosphere.
They are. They're hours of free entertainment. They're natural physical comedians, and they're also happy here, like you can see for yourself. Like every dog in our space has a huge smile on their face, and that just creates this overall atmosphere of joyfulness. People on social media are always calling it the happiest place on earth, and I think that's probably pretty close.
Well, you can see the difference between the dogs who are coming in and the dogs who are going out. The ones that are going in can't get in fast enough, and the ones that are going out look so sad.
In fact, it's funny you say that, because the other day I was leaving right out there through that door, and there was this poor young woman, and her dog was stubbornly refusing to go to the car.
Mm-hmm.
And so she just was sort of sitting next to the dog right there on that patch of grass, sort of with an air of resignation. And I went up to make sure everything was okay. And she just laughed and said, "My dog doesn't want to leave." Yeah. And so I actually went in and grabbed her some of our turkey and sweet potato meatballs, which is one of the treats we make for dogs out of our own kitchen. And I gave them to her to lure her out.
So yeah.
She was grateful.
Because even Peaches, who is so good at taking care of herself, when you could see her winding down, a lot of times she would just like come over and look at you, and you say, "You want to go home?" And she'll walk you right to the exit. But even then, on the way to the car, she'd see a dog going in, and she'd U-turn, and it's like, "Well, wait, I kind of like to hang out with him for a while." It's like, "No, you're done. We're moving on." Well, the restaurant is right here across the concourse, I'll call it, from the bar. And you already mentioned the dog options on the menu.
Yeah.
People options. There's a lot more people options than dog options.
Yeah, people don't realize the food experience here. I mean, we have a scratch kitchen. I mean, we really pride ourselves on offering great food experience. We're not trying to be a fancy, snobby restaurant. You can get a really good burger and fries, but you can get bowls, and you can get, like I said earlier, you can get vegan and vegetarian options. We think our customers, dog people, tend to be maybe a little more health conscious. A little more careful what they eat maybe than most of our bar patrons. We really focus on ethically sourcing our food. For example, we have no pig products anywhere on the menu. We really make sure that we're sourcing from responsible farmers. Same thing with locally sourcing our food wherever possible. So it's a really great, I think, a great dining experience, completely separate from all of the shenanigans going on out in the park. And then we've got this beautiful mural up on the restaurant, which is...
It's amazing.
20 feet, by 30 feet, and I really think it captures the joyfulness of being at Bar K. This was done by a student at the Kansas City Art Institute. We went to the Kansas City Art Institute. Of course, we were still in Kansas City when we were building this, and we said, "We have this huge wall. Would you like to work with us on it?" And they thought it was a great idea to teach their students how that there are commercial applications of art that you can actually make.
You have to express yourself, but you also have to meet the expectations of the client.
Exactly right. So we presented Bar K and our brand to the whole class, and then all the students presented ideas to us, and they were amazing. They were all really wonderful.
Oh, I'm sure it was a tough choice.
It was hard.
How do you say no? It's like, how many walls do we have?
Exactly. But one sort of jumped out at us as really capturing the brand, and so we worked with him, and we ended up with this beautiful mural. Believe it or not, this is actually printed on vinyl and put up by everyone assumes this paint.
Yeah, he's standing there on a scaffold, ripping it off.
And he's got his name on a plaque right there on the wall, so he'll be perpetuated. And
what a great addition to his portfolio. And again, to be able to say, I can work with clients. This was what they wanted, and I created this beautiful thing. I mentioned earlier the Bar K DNA is visible. I can see you have the sort of meeting rooms, conference room space off of your big dining area. This isn't just a little afterthought side room. You have this big dining area, but then you have a place for meetings.
We call this the Kenilwood Inspiration Studio. Kenilwood is a very prominent chain of pet services businesses, daycare, grooming, training, boarding throughout St. Louis, and so they've also partnered with us. We have on-site dog day camp grooming and training right here at Bar K in St. Louis, which is also an innovation from Kansas City. We are hoping to add that in Kansas City, but we don't have it currently, but it's right here in St. Louis, and Kenilwood operates that for us because they're experts in how to provide those services, and so they've sponsored this private meeting space, which is about twice the size of the meeting space in Kansas City, and it's really cool, and it's got this really interesting piece of art wrapped all the way around the walls, and so this is super popular. Everything from dog birthday parties, we have a lot of dog birthday parties in here, we have human birthday parties in here. I believe we hosted a 90th birthday party for a human, obviously, here recently, but we also have business meetings, we have board meetings.
We're better to have an offsite.
Offsites now, people can bring their dogs if they want to.
Bring your dog to your offsite retreat, and the food is here.
Reinventing the idea of an offsite meeting. So
yeah, you can have an offsite at a conference room at an airport hotel, or come to Bar K and bring your dog. This is great.
Yeah, so
you mentioned the grooming. So they have their own space here?
Yeah, there's 7,000 square feet of, we call it Stay at Bar K. It's right on the other side of that wall. There's two huge daycare rooms. There's an enormous grooming salon with six tables in there. There are two professional trainers that work full-time at a bar space, so you can get your dog some training while you're socializing. I mean, we really are trying to build an entire community for people and dogs here.
Drop your dog off and go run some errands, or drop your dog off and get a bite to eat, or bring two dogs, or however many dogs you have, and
imagine,
some of them get to play while one's getting the treatment.
And imagine you go to work in the morning, and if you work in this neighborhood, you can drop your dog off and stay in the morning, go to work, your dog is having a ball, and then you meet your friends for happy hour at Bar K, you just take your dog out of daycare and go play in the park. So we think it's a pretty great opportunity for people to not have to leave their dogs at home.
Well, we've covered a lot of stuff, and we haven't even gotten outdoors yet.
Yeah, let's go out there.
Yeah, let's check out the, because in the park, from the parking lot, I could see all this turf and dogs playing and running, and it's just, it looks like a huge space.
It's huge, but you know, it's interesting, it's similar, like, for those listeners who've been to Kansas City, right, like, you can't tell how big that park is when you pull up to the front.
No.
Kind of hidden.
It's like kind of going to a World of Fun or some amusement park, you have to walk through the entrance and then it all unfolds to you.
Up. And the same thing here, like, when you're looking at the front of the building, you can't tell that there's 2 acres of outdoor space behind us.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the cool things about our business model, is that we can find these vacant lots, kind of found space, and convert it into these amazing community meeting places. So this is 2 acres of outdoor space. Again, before we moved in, this was just over, you couldn't even walk back here. It was overgrown with trees.
Nobody else wanted it.
Yeah, it's just wasted space. And so we've beautified it. This is just like in Kansas City, this is recycled high school sports turf. As you can see, you got a lot of same features that we have in Kansas City. You've got the Seresto stage and the outdoor bar, and then a beer garden area in between, and then just all these really fun play structures to keep the dogs engaged, give people an opportunity to congregate. We have a mound, it's very flat out here, and so we decided to build this. It's really just a big hill, hill.
And dogs, you don't think how much a hill costs.
Yeah, you'd be surprised.
Hill pricing.
Dogs love running up and down it, and learn that the human kiddos also like running up and down it.
Well, the herding dogs like to get up there and check, because I keep seeing the shepherds and stuff running up there and checking things out.
I love it. And some dogs will just go up there and perch at the top and just be king of the mountain. We've got this really cool doggy rock climbing wall, similar to the one in Kansas City, but about 4 times as big.
Oh, yeah.
And again, all of these features are done with sponsor partners, people that want to get their brand out into this joyful space, but do it in an experiential way rather than just sticking a billboard or a banner on the fence. We've challenged our partners to come up with things that dogs can engage around and that can be experiential.
Yeah, well, I don't want to overlook the human appeal, which we've already talked about in depth with your bar and your restaurant and the meeting space, but there's lots of seating out here, and I can see there's got kind of cool zone fans patio
fans.
Umbrellas and this covered space, because the bar kitchen area also opens onto this covered patio.
Yeah, so what we did is this was actually the exterior wall of the building originally, and so we decided to take that wall down but leave this overhanging part on the roof to create a kind of natural little covered patio, which is great in both summer and winter, and it's perfect because you get shade at lunch and dinner time on this.
You go to Yelp and filter for bars or restaurants that have terrace or patio seating.
Yeah.
And you look at the picture or you get there, it's like, well, you have a sidewalk and you put a bistro table out here so you can check that box.
Right.
You have legit outdoor seating, covered patio, open spaces.
Part,
like you have a lot of space and it's
that's a big part of the experience and that we're providing. There's lots of space. You can dine. You can have your dog on this patio on leash if you want to enjoy the experience of dining with your dog, or you can leave your pup out in the park. We always have our staff out there, as everyone knows, they're called dog tenders, so your dog is perfectly safe and supervised if you want to go.
Yeah, because they're on the other side of the fence, you have more seating if you don't have food.
Exactly.
With the bar, you can sit there with your drink and your dog, or sit there with your drink and just watch your dog, or, again, no dog, just watch everybody's dog.
Absolutely, and then one thing I want to mention is that these tables are custom built by an organization, actually, again, out of Kansas City, called Build Tribe, T-R-Y-B-E, and it's a nonprofit. They actually, it's a great organization where they take kids out of the juvenile justice system and teach them trades, one of which is carpentry. So we partnered with them and they built all of these custom tables. As you can see, they've got leash hooks so that you have a convenient place to attach a leash. And they have these really cool little flip down dog bowl.
I've never seen anything like that.
So, you know, we learned that in Kansas City, you know, obviously when you're dining, your dog has to have water. But if the bowls are on the ground, then people trip on them, they kick them, they get water all over the place. So we built these little flip down holders. And
did you guys come up with that or did you see it somewhere else?
We did, and there's a patent pending on this idea. So
this is, this has come up when I've had other entrepreneurs on Dog Words, what I call a paperclip idea.
Yeah.
You see it and you go, well, anybody could have come up with a paperclip, but someone was the first person to bend a wire into a paperclip, and then everyone goes, well, that's obvious. Why has this not always existed?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a really clever way. And it just, it also shows the customers that we're trying to be really intentional about making that, this experience of dining with your dog as feel as purposeful and natural as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Not, you know, there are bars that have patios, like you said, where you can take your dog sort of sometimes welcomingly, sometimes grudgingly onto the patio. But it's not designed for them and the dog.
You can bring your dog, because they put up a sign that says, dog's welcome.
Yeah.
That's all they've done.
Right. And so now we've tried to make it a really, really purposeful.
Yeah, it's integrated into the whole experience. It's,
exactly.
It's wonderful. So yeah, you've got these paved walking trails. Oh, I love the fountain, the splash pool.
So over here we have this, again, custom-made splash pool, Purina. You know, Purina is based here in St. Louis, I think, as a lot of people know. And that's actually one of the reasons that we picked St. Louis as our second location, is because Purina is here. And they've been a big supporter of Barque from the beginning. And so they helped us create this dog bowl. And as you can see, the dogs absolutely
very popular
love this. And the humans love sitting around on this little, it's almost like, again, I keep using, maybe I need a Vegas trip. I keep making Vegas references, but it's almost like a Vegas pool deck for dogs.
Yeah, this is the Hard Rock Cafe section.
Bottle service out here and watch the dogs play in the spray. If you hit that little red button, that's what turns the jets on, and they'll stay on for about 2 minutes.
So when you open Bar K Las Vegas, it needs to have cabanas that you can reserve.
No joke, but I've thought about how cool would it be if there was a Bar K hotel and casino. Can you imagine if you could have your dog with you, like on the casino floor, play blackjack ladders while your dog is playing? That sounds like a pretty good opportunity, so never know.
So that's on the wish list.
Down the road.
And you have a Pet Finder Park, as in Kansas City.
We do.
So over here, events out here that you can...
Yep, just like in Kansas City, every Saturday we invite a different local rescue in the St. Louis community to come here into Pet Finder Park. And, you know, again, we have an incredible track record of getting these dogs homes. You know, I've said this before, probably on your podcast, but we find that if you give someone a puppy and a cocktail, you can close the deal pretty quickly. And then this mural on the container in Pet Finder Park is really special for us. So this was done by a local artist in St. Louis, very successful, named Kababi Bayak. His name is actually an acronym, Kababi, C-B-A-B-I. It stands for Creative Black Artists Battling Ignorance. The Bayak is also an acronym, but I've forgotten what it stands for. But Kababi's a great guy, and so we asked him to do a mural that would be evocative just of the bond and love between humans and dogs, but also call out some of the inequalities in the pet experience among different communities. So I don't know if people know that there are some really unfortunate discrepancies in the pet experience. For example, something like 46% of white households have a dog, and it's only about 23% of black households. So all of these kids in those households, and not just kids, but everybody, but especially kids, are missing out on all of the positive things mm-hmm. that having a pet in the house does. A self-esteem, personal responsibility. We all
yeah.
know this, right?
Yeah.
So this infographic here on the wall of this container has some of these statistics so that we can hopefully start a conversation about this and try to address it. It's part of the, one of the things that we think we can do with Barkay is make this a conversation starter and kind of break down stereotypes.
So yeah, have that infographic updated. Let's change those numbers.
Yeah, hopefully we'll see progress over time.
It's so yeah, let's
take a lot
yeah,
of
I don't want to see that infographic wear out and fade. I want to see it have to be updated every
with
few
you.
Months or every year with better numbers. And I'm guessing this is where Doga takes place.
Yep.
We have Doga here.
Yeah, we do. And Doga's been really popular. We've had, you know, we had a horrible heat wave, as everyone knows, for about 6 weeks. But the last couple weeks have been beautiful. And so we've had over 25 Doga participants. I don't know what that word is for.
Because in yoga, it's a yogi.
Yeah.
So Dogi. But as someone who grew up on a farm, a Dogi is
different
it's
thing cattle. Entirely. Well, as an instructor, you should know what your students are called. Anyway, it's been super popular. We've had great attendance the last few Sundays, so that's becoming more and more popular.
Well, I'm guessing the model you have for the Doga panel on your website with the events
yeah.
that scroll through has a lot to do
I'm
with
sure
it, because
that.
It's me.
I know, I'm sure.
Or it might be the other dogs that are in the picture, because Rosa the dog and our late wonderful Peaches is in the picture,
wow.
and Doga regular Sydney, the Aussie Shepherd,
a
couple
of
other dogs are
in that
so
picture.
Yeah, so yeah, that's that probably is part of the draw, but just the fact that we get to do yoga with dogs, and again, you don't have to have a dog
yeah.
to do Doga,
you know,
and you don't have to be a Barkay member, but you get a better price if you are.
You do, and everybody who comes, your price includes a refreshing beverage after Doga, so. It's really a great way to spend a Sunday morning.
So come check out the Doga. And speaking of the pricing, so you can be single day pricing, and I know that there's yearly memberships because we are Barkay members.
Yes, there are. So first of all, if you don't have a dog, it's free. Like we're a bar.
It's a restaurant and bar,
right?
Yeah.
You still have to fill out a form. It'll take you about 30 seconds. But we welcome people to come. And
and that's just your first visit, just to get in?
First visit, then you'll be in our database forever, we've said, if I said with an evil grin. But if you want to bring your dog, obviously we need to get the information about your dog to make sure we're providing a safe environment. So you can either buy an annual membership, and if you want to do that by paying up front, it's $225 a year for your first dog, $50 for your second dog. And if, like me, you have three or more, then it's $25 for each dog after that. So it's not super expensive. It's not intended to be a barrier to entry. And that gives you unlimited access. You can come every day. You can come multiple times a day, as some people do.
Well, the nice thing about membership is the same thing that I'm no longer a member of a golf course, because the one that I was closed. It's probably my fault for not playing enough. But the nice thing about that was...
You have your picture on the wall.
So yeah, that they would still be a thriving enterprise. Put me on their wall, put me on their website. But the nice thing about that was, if I just had time to play three or four holes in the evening, I could go. I didn't think, am I getting my money's worth? Or I could play 18,
yeah.
whatever. So with this, on like a cold, snowy day, and
I'm walking,
my dog just needs some exercise. And it's not just the physical exercise, just the socialization, the stimulation, seeing other dogs, getting new smells and everything. You don't have to think about, well, was the daily fee worth
yeah.
it? It
plus,
is,
plus
but
that.
It's definitely worth it just to go and say, hey.
Definitely, and that membership, you get discounts on merchandise, and we have daily member specials for our members, and we have every first Monday of every month, we have a members happy hour where we have specials. So it's, hopefully we're creating a really good value. And then if you don't want to buy it annually, you can buy it monthly. It's $35 a month, and you can cancel at any time. And have, you know.
So yeah, so you're a snowbird. You go to Texas or Florida for the winter. It's like, well, we'll just do our summer or fall membership and then come back.
Yeah.
And let's not forget, Bar KKC, Bar K St. Louis, yeah. You're in Oklahoma, you're expanding, your membership's good everywhere?
They're good everywhere, absolutely. So we hope people will want to take their dog to experience all the different Bar Ks, just like, you know, some parents want to take their kids to see, like, all the major league ballparks or whatever they're interested in. Take your, because each Bar K is going to have its own special features and nuances to it. So Oklahoma City is going to open. It's terrifying to think about because there's still so much work to do, but later this year we'll have our third location open and it's going to be absolutely spectacular, right on the banks of the Oklahoma River in downtown Oklahoma City.
Do you feel now that you did a lot of heavy lifting and figure out having to open the first one, and now you've opened St. Louis, a little different environment in Oklahoma City, so probably different challenges to overcome. Do you feel like it's getting easier because you have more experience, or it's getting harder because you're not as blindly naive? It's like now you know what's coming, you know how hard it is.
Yeah, I think it's closer to the latter. It definitely doesn't feel like they're getting easier. Plus, the environment is getting just famously more challenging. I mean, it's harder to find labor. Everything is twice as expensive, almost literally, actually 50% more expensive to build a Bar K than it used to be. A $4 million project is now a $6 million project just because of inflationary costs of labor and equipment. So they're really hard to build.
Well, you talked about found space, so maybe you're getting the land a little cheaper, but it's still a lot of land.
It's a lot of land. They're big facilities. They're, you know, the experience that the dogs and the humans have is directly proportional to the attention to detail that we put into every element of this. Things as seemingly innocuous as which direction a gate opens or what the latching hardware is, thinking that you got somebody who's maybe got a drink in one hand and a dog on a leash in another hand. How do we
get, and is someone coming in while they're coming out?
Yeah. If you've been to Bar K, you know that we carefully separate the entrance and the exit for exactly that reason, because we don't want, like you said earlier, an excited, amped up dog coming in, running nose to nose into a tired, grouchy dog leaving. Yeah. Like, that's not a good recipe. So we've carefully separated those spaces. So we've tried to be really smart about it, but it's hard to anticipate all those things.
In addition to watching the Bar K facility in Kansas City evolve over the years, the Bar K neighborhood at Berkeley Riverfront has evolved.
Gosh,
you've got apartments going up. You've got the women's soccer stadium coming.
It's crazy.
The streetcar is going to arrive soon.
Right in front of our building.
Bar K, I think, is part of that. It adds to the appeal when someone is looking at what's the demographics of the area, who's going to come here. Bar K being there makes a statement for a developer. Do you see that in St. Louis and Oklahoma City as well?
Oh, for sure. So the average distance traveled to Bar K is about 10 miles. So when we talk about Bar K being a destination, like, it's not just a word, we can prove it. Like, that's what we're all about. And so in Oklahoma City, when we showed those statistics and our demographics to the city, they were super excited to bring us to the riverfront because they want to attract, you know, Joe and Jane, Oklahoma City, to see the beauty of their riverfront, and it really is beautiful. So that encouraged them to come up with incentives and other ways to get us to build down there. You know, same thing in St. Louis. With our location here is, you know, this is a very industrial block. You know, it's not necessarily where someone would say, I want to put a bar in a restaurant. But we know that dog people are going to find us, and that's exactly what happened. So now the same developer that built this is building a large residential property literally right across that parking lot to the west of us. So we are absolutely a catalyst for growth in a community.
The mural in Petfinder Park highlights the diversity opportunities with dog ownership. That being said, there already is a lot of diversity that exists, that you have college student with dog, you have elderly couples who are have generational wealth who have dogs, and you have, you know, small families, big families, single people, all kinds of those people coming to the park. That has to have a lot of appeal for anyone who wants to develop the area.
Right, developers, I mean, it really is sort of limitless. And so this big mural on this beautiful brick facade of the building, you know, we you can see that used to stay steel sails up there. Mm-hmm. It's faded, but we wanted to keep that.
Part of the character of the space, yeah.
Homage to the history of the building. But then above it, Tito's, which Tito's loves Sparkay. Tito's has a whole brand called Vodka for Dog People, as a lot of people know. They helped us create that coexist mural, which I just love. And it's really, it gets at what you are talking about, which is you see the silhouettes of like every different shape, color, and size of person and dog all meeting in this one safe, joyful space, which really sums up what this is all about.
Everyone is welcome at Barkay. Come to Barkay and bring your dog, or just enjoy everyone else's dog. Coming to Oklahoma City and perhaps a city near you, if someone is interested in getting a Barkay in their city, maybe one's already on the way. If not, I guess check with Lade.
People are always asking me, what can we do to get Barkay here? And I always say, just find me 2 acres of land and we'll be all set to go.
That's
but
step one.
I will say, like, you hear it here first, that after Oklahoma City, we are looking at a potential site in Columbus, Ohio, which looks really, really promising and exciting, and in Dallas. So we've got 2 more exciting opportunities lined up. But please come see us here in St. Louis. 4565 McCree Avenue is the address. We're just south of a neighborhood called The Grove, and we'd love to see you and your dog.
Yeah, it's really easy to get to. I hadn't been to this specific part of town, but Don and I stayed at a hotel just off of Forest Park.
Yeah.
Easy to get to, and boy, I'm already falling behind because I don't have a trip planned to Oklahoma City, so I've got to get that figured out. And now you're already looking at Dallas and Columbus. I'm going to have to free up my schedule, slow down until I catch up later.
Don't worry, those will take a little while, but you're definitely going to want to come out to see Oklahoma City. It's going to be pretty special.
Well, I can't wait to do that. I look forward to that, and thank you for showing off the beautiful Barkay St. Louis, Lade.
Thank you. Thanks for coming out and seeing us.
I'm Phil Hatterman, and you've been listening to Dog Words, presented by Rosie Fund. Thank you to Lade Dodel for hosting Dawn and I at Barkay St. Louis. The description has links to barkaydogbar.com, the short tour video on Rosie Fund's YouTube channel, and lots of other useful websites. Don't forget to order your All the Tricks, All the Treats, All the Dogs shirt using the Bonfire link in the description. Shipping begins October 6th. The more shirts we sell before then, the higher the percentage of the proceeds that go to Rosie Fund. Next time on Dog Words, Claire Callison joins us from American Pets Alive. A big thank you to alternative string duo The Wires, featuring cellist Sasha Groshong and violinist Laura Morgan Parks, for playing the wonderful music you've heard on today's and previous episodes of Dog Words. Supporting The Wires supports our mission. Learn more about The Wires, including their concert schedule, at thewires.info, and download their music on iTunes. Check out fiddlelife.com and learn to play fiddle and cello fiddle online from Laurel and Sasha, even if you've never played before. Join Laurel and Sasha as they explore new music and delve into the inspiration behind each work as hosts of Sound Currents on 91.9 Classical KC. Click on the Sound Currents link in the description for more information. Go to rosiefund.org to shop and get links to our social media. As always, please download, follow, rate, and share Dog Words. This helps us with sponsorships, then Rosie Fund can help more dogs. Send us your comments, questions, and suggestions via the contact form at rosiefund.org. And let us know if you would like to be a sponsor or a guest of the Dog Words podcast. Thank you for listening to Dog Words, and remember, we save each other.